Doug Lodmel here, your asset protection attorney, and I wanted to get this recording out before the end of the year because it is part of my tax tips series, which is going to be launched in 2018, but I wanted to get this one out before the end of 2017 because it may be useful for you still. And that is Section 280A of the Internal Revenue Code. And it's a very interesting section because what it says is, in essence, you can rent out your home or your second home for 14 days and not include that income as income on Schedule E. So that's pretty exciting. So the idea behind it is, look, if you just rent it out, you know, a week, up to 2 weeks a year, we just don't want you to have to deal with it being a rental property and it's your primary residence. So you could do that by renting it out on Airbnb. You could do that by renting it out through some other kind of thing, especially if your second home is in some association where they'll do it for you. Or if you want a double whammy, if you want to get a double benefit, why don't you consider renting it out to your business? For a holiday party, for a staff meeting, for a staff retreat. So if you rented out your primary residence at its reasonable rental rate, let's just say, and I don't know what yours would be, but maybe it's $1,000 or $1,200 or even $1,500 a day, and you did that for 2 weeks, and you did that to your business, that could be a $10,000 or $20,000 or even $30,000 deduction to your business. That income would come to you, and it would not be taxed. So it's tax-free income. Now, you got to document it. You actually do have to rent out. You have to use the property, etc. But I know most of my clients do have businesses and they do utilize or they could utilize their home or vacation home for a business-related activity. So I would recommend that you consider that and look at that and perhaps throw your holiday party at home or have a staff retreat before the end of the year. So remember, Section 280A of the Internal Revenue Code, talk to your CPA or tax advisor about it. If you have any questions, of course, you can call me. I'm always available, and you can email me directly, doug@lodmel.com. If you have any questions, I hope this has been helpful, and I hope you have a great holiday season as we enter the end of 2017. Thanks, and remember, it's your money. Act like it. We'll see you next time.